Randy Schaefer. He is a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Randy, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Well, some interesting developments when it comes to road commissions, not only throughout the state, but with the Ingham County Road Commission. First of all, in what we learned in a story that we've been trying to cover very fiercely because it involves so many people and so much budget issue, but it appears that the Ingham County Board of Commissioners is about ready to dissolve the Ingham County Road Commission. Tell us about this story and about that committee meeting.
Well, Tony, as you know, and you're right, you have done an excellent job covering the issue. We've had several years of chaos at the Road Commission with appointees. We used to have three appointees. That was increased to five to hopefully cut down on the meddling and interference and false accusations. And, of course, that didn't work out. At County Services on Tuesday night, the entire committee voted that if the legislation finally goes through the Senate and is signed by the governor, that we would dissolve our road commission and have an advisory board set up of people in the affected areas. And I cannot tell you how elated I am with this progress. It's time to move on. So when you have the entire county services, including Commissioner Deb DeLeon, who, as you know, I was quite critical of, voting for it, I think that finally sends a message that it is time to stop. It's time to do what the citizens elected us to do, and it's time to move on. But I will say, I've been in office since 1984, and without a free, open press and people such as yourself and your talk shows, that never would have happened, because someone can say anything they want, it gets reported, and unless they're challenged and really confronted about what's going on and becomes public, then chaos continues. So I personally want to thank you. As you know, I've been very passionate about this issue. Very passionate about it, and I hate to see people mistreated. And I, when I was running for office, my mom didn't like the idea, and she says, "Don't ever embarrass the Schaefer family." And I never would have crossed the line to do such a thing. So,
well, and we have made efforts, and we hope to have Deb DeLeon back on the show. She's been a little disgruntled with the way the media, including us, have covered this story. Although we want to give a voice to all sides, we don't want to be the judge and jury. We want to allow our audience to do that, Randy. So we hope to get her back on, and as well as the chair of the Ingham County Road Commission, Shirley Rogers. We've had her on this program. We're attempting to get her back on the program to get her take. What I find interesting about that committee meeting, which Deb DeLeon is the chair of, is that she finally relented and decided that that some change needs to be made. What do you think was the turning point that got her to change her mind?
We had so many of the people of the Democratic Party who were absolutely disgusted with the proceedings. We've had the courthouse filled with people protesting and picketing, and you know, no one in elected office wants to face that, and eventually, you know, you have to face the light. And I don't have anything personal, and I do think that you tried to represent both sides very fairly, and my goal was to expose what I thought was wrong. So I think that what's going to happen now is she will say it's time we look at this and move on, and you know, I'm fine with that as long as we have a change in structure and improvement in how the Road Commission functions.
All right, so now that's out of committee unanimously. When is that going to go before a vote with the Ingham County Board of Commissioners? What meeting?
On December 13th. And what's interesting, Tony, is there were four other Democrats who are not, and again, I'm not trying to be partisan, I'm just telling you, they outnumber us 12-4, so I have to say that. But there were four Democrats in the audience also, Democratic commissioners, who also spoke and said that they supported the resolution to dissolve the Road Commission, and I was there and spoke in favor of dissolving it. So that's a lot of support for dissolving and moving on. What we hope to do is have what's similar to our 911 advisory board. You have people from the affected area come together, they meet with the Road Commission management, they you know, townships have to pay 50%, so they work the arrangements out, and if there's any other issues, they come to the county board, but generally not. We've had the 911 advisory board for 15 years, and that consists of police chiefs and fire chiefs and public safety officials from across the county. We've never had a conflict or incident, because they get together and their common goal is for 911 system and public health and safety. And when people focus on that rather than the politics, things work well. We will have this advisory board focused on the quality of the road commission and roads and not politics. We're also going to have the human resources in the county take over everything that the road commission does, as well as the finances. So we're going to remove all this issue about commissioners trying to say who should get hired and who shouldn't, or racial bias or anything. So those days are long gone when that can happen, when it comes under the auspices of the county.
Well, it seems like that will not only be more efficient, but should save you some money.
Oh, absolutely. Because right now the road commission appointees, they were advertising they want to hire their own finance director, and they wanted to hire a personnel director. Well, they only have 67 employees. You don't need a full-time personnel director for 67 employees. The county can take over those functions at very, very little cost and put more back into the roads.
All right.
Let's go.
All right. You're going to have that vote coming up on the 13th of December, and the House okayed letting counties dissolve these road boards. It's thought that the Senate's going to do the same thing and that the governor will sign this. So by the end of the year, you may see the end of the Ingham County Road Commission.
I certainly hope so. And we've made a commitment to work with board chairperson Grebner, and Bill Kolbich, who will be the chair next year. We're all going to sit down together, especially those in the affected area, and just say, let's form this advisory board. Let's get the commissioners out of the politics and move on. And they're both very happy to do so.
All right, before we let you go, Randy, what is going to be the next hot item on the agenda, or if there's more than one item once you get past this challenge?
Well, there will be a couple of ballot issues coming up, like the renewal of the zoo millage and so forth. And other than that, I hope we have one calm year. I mean, labor's worked very well with us as far as keeping costs down and absorbing their costs. And, you know, the Sheriff's Department is always an issue about the amount of road patrol. And when Gene Rigglesworth announced he was going to use some of his officers in the city of Lansing, that didn't set very well.
Why is that?
Well, there are only 12 deputies for a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week shift, 168 hours. And so the Elk County gets virtually no zero road patrols, what it amounts to. And if he's getting a grant, and if he uses that grant to put some deputies in the city of Lansing, people will be rather upset with that issue also.
Will you fight that?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. On the other hand, the sheriff has absolute power to do what he wants, but I'm not happy with that decision by any means.
All right.
You know, the Elk County gets very, very little service from the County Board of Commissioners. Most of it flows into the city of Lansing, and there's such a sense that we're supposed to be a total county and not just an isolated group. You know, just because there's a few more votes in the city of Lansing doesn't mean they should totally dominate and ignore the rest of the county. And all the people, it is a public safety issue also, where all the people who drive the roads, highways and byways, and trains going through and stuff, I want coverage available for all people. And so, yes, I will fight that decision.
Randy Schaefer is a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Randy, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much, Tony.